I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. When officials said it would take a long time to fix Puerto Rico's power grid, they meant a really long time. It's been almost 3 months since the island and its grid were battered by back-to-back hurricanes. And even today, about a third of Puerto Rico is without power. In the capital, San Juan, though, there's a group of utility workers from New York going house by house, getting the lights back on. Daniela Cheslow rode along with one electrical engineer to check out what's going on.
Generators rumble as I walk through old San Juan with electrical engineer Aaron Anaya. They're an indicator many shops and homes still don't have power.
Can you imagine New Yorkers going for 70-something days without power?
No, I don't know. I could imagine it.
Anaya works for a subsidiary of Con Edison in New York. He was a crew supervisor fixing the New York grid after Superstorm Sandy knocked out power. That took 2 weeks. Anaya lives north of New York City, and he's on a 5-week assignment in San Juan, one of about 450 New York power workers here now.
See, look at those poles they have up on the buildings there. You can see some of them are tied or braced up.
Anaya coordinates work crews as they go street by street, restringing cables. They have to ship every post, wire, and truck to the island. Con Ed alone has 35 trucks here, but Anaya says,
we need a lot more, yeah, because the further out you go from Old San Juan, it just, the area becomes greater, but the damage is the same.
He visits a crew working outside the yellow and white Cathedral of San Juan. The church was built in 1521 and rebuilt over the centuries after hurricanes hit.
The architecture is, I don't know, from another time. It's beautiful.
That architecture is one reason for the delay in restoring power.
This is stuff that we're not used to. We don't work at back home.
Richard Gonzalez supervises this crew. He's from the Bronx and grew up in the Dominican Republic.
Definitely, it's challenging to work on the rooftops. Not poles, it's a post up there and getting access and very tight streets with a lot of pedestrian and vehicular traffic.
One of his workers drills into a wooden post to attach new cables. It's not just the physical infrastructure that's a challenge here. Puerto Rico's power authority, PREPA, is giving the repair orders, and it's in disarray. The director resigned in November amid questions over a $300 million contract he awarded to the small Montana firm Whitefish Energy to restore the grid. That deal was later canceled. The utility is also $9 billion in debt, and over the years, maintenance has lagged. Down on the street, Aaron Anaya points to the tangled cables overhead. He says when he arrived, PREPA's maps only referred to street addresses. The New York workers were used to seeing detailed information about every electric pole.
It's a mess when you're out here in the field. So we developed the system to number each one of these poles so that we have a reference and you can coordinate in the switching room with the men in the field.
There are no clear records of all the power customers, so the New York crews don't know how much progress they've made. The mayor of San Juan estimates half the city still lacks electricity. Still, every day, a few more lights go on.
What just happened?
Oh, these are heroes! They just gave us light. We have been without light since September. So they have done a great job.
Marisol Maldonado hugs a Con Ed lineman outside the travel agency where she works. They actually lost power after Hurricane Irma, 2 weeks before Hurricane Maria.
We had no system, we had no phone, we had no light, we had no copy, no internet, no anything. So it has been so difficult.
The governors of New York and Puerto Rico announced a plan this week to rebuild the island's power system to withstand future hurricanes and integrate more renewables. The sun beats down here, even in December, and yet most people rely on a rickety national grid that burns oil. Aaron Anaya says he's pushing ahead with fixing that grid.
As far as the future, this, the system that has to be designed by engineers and it takes time to do that, and these people have been waiting long enough.
On the local radio, there have been calls for people to honk at the Con Ed trucks to say thanks. Richard Gonzalez says it's a great feeling.
I laugh every time somebody starts honking the horn. while we're driving down, what am I doing? I look around, it's like, what am I doing? Am I going too fast? Am I going too slow? And you realize just that's their way of saying thanks.
For The World, Daniela Cheslow, San Juan, Puerto Rico.